Zaloche. Every person, every year in Klali soil is mechuyev in Adlokas Neiroi Shabbos. It's a big mistake. Every yid, every bochur, every ish, every isha, fim bar mitzvah, achayev every Shabbos in a mitzvah von Adlokas Neir Shabbos. Zachiyu. First lamazen, the mocker, the lamdas, noch lamazen, visi nagia lemaise. It's three mekoyres in Shas for Adlokas Neir Shabbos. One mekoyer is a gemara in Shabbos, daf chof alef. Ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos odif mishum shloim beise. Ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos, ner Shabbos odif mishum shloim beise. It's chof gimel amud beis. Ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos, ner Shabbos odif mishum shloim beise. So some people, when they learn this Gemara, they learn, stay there in the Gemara, that is the Indian to light Neir Shabbos, because Shleim Bais. Shleim Bais. Noshen Rashi, Shebnei Beisim Yitztarim Leishev Bachoyshech. Mosh Peter Andere Nusach, Shelo Yitokel Be'Even. The Meiri is okay, sin ishto azay gemore. The Meiri learns pshat, ner Chanukah ve ner Shabbos odim mishum shleim beise. Zog the Meiri, ner Shabbos doesn't come for shleim beise. We'll find different reasons for ner Shabbos. But the pshat, the Meiri zog tazay. Normally in every normal house, the ner Shabbos, the wife does. We'll see later why. There's the minik. But there's no reason, there's no difference. So chiv on both. So grad, the Klal Yisrael firtzach, the wife is busy. Hadliku is a ner, they state the Mishnah, you tell it to the wife. Ner Chanukah, the men do. The ladies don't go outside to light. Chassam Sefer says why the meaning was that the ladies don't light. Even Mehadrin and Mehadrin, tznias, kol kvuda vas melech pnima. This means some people say in Chutz La'aretz, they change a stick of the meaning because they light inside. It's the marker for the Amerikanish meaning that the ladies light. But the minig is that the ladies don't light Ner Chanukah, as they say the Meir. So the Meir, Kumtai says they, see those Shabbos, and they don't have money. Honor for the Chanukah, honor for the Shabbos. Zog the Meir is, he's shleim bayis to let the wife to do her mitzvah instead of your mitzvah. You could pick one mitzvah this Shabbos. Other the man will do the mitzvah, other the lady will do the mitzvah. So the shleim bayis is to let her to light the candle. But not that the Ner Shabbos is a shleim bayis. Poshet, if you allow it to light in your Shabbos, you will have a Shleim Bais. Aber alle Rishtas, as I said, Meiri, aber alle Rishonim learn Nishtase. The Shleim Bais is Kipshuta. This is one Mekoyer. So we have one Mekoyer to light in your Shabbos as Shleim Bais. There's another Mekoyer. There's a Gemara in Daf Chofei Amud Beis in Shabbos. You're not allowed to light in your Shabbos be'itroin. Itroin has a bad smell. Zog the Gemara Farvos, Gzeire Shema Yanichenu Veyeitze. He would light with kind of gas, a kind of pet, or what he does. But if you light with it, it will smell, during the Suda, Zayin Nish Gishmak, the Eilu will leave. Omar Abaye, Veyeitze. Veyeitze, Saliv. Zayin Nish Gishmak, Saliv. Omar Rabbe, Shani Oimer, Hadlokas ner Shabbos b'choivo. Shani oimer, hadlokas ner b'shabbos choivo. Zogt Rashi, Shani oimer, kvoit Shabbos hu, she'ein sude chashuvo elo b'mokim oir. A sude on light is nishkin sude. Sude on light is nishkin sude. So b'mele, you will go out, and you will eat in a place that is known near Shabbos, felt in sude Shabbos. Zog Teisves, Ner Shabbos Choyva. So some people, some Rishonim learn out from here that you don't have to make a broche on Adlokas Ner Shabbos. As if in Mayim Achroinim Choyva, you don't make a broche on Mayim Achroinim. Aber wenn die Gemara says Chayva, it means sie almost Chayva. Als sie gewinnen Chayva, weil die Gemara has to say Chayva, versteht man sie Chayva. Steht das Tfilin Chayva? Chayva. Aber Teis explains, nein, Avada, man darf machen eine Brache. Mein Achoinim, it's only with that Sakona, so you don't make a Brache. So Teis is weiter, don't make a Brache. V'orayev, the Ner Shabbos was doluk mi boidioim, you don't have to light it specially for Shabbos. So Rabbi Notam, si nisht emes. Even if the Ner Shabbos is doluk mi boidioim, you have to shut it and put it on lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. Lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. Zog the Bessalevi, what is the whole shayle? Abaya holds in Ner Shabbos is not choyva. Aval is si choyva. You make a broche on Shabbos, you don't make a broche on Shabbos. Often in Yerushalmi, asher kitshonu v'mitzvayso v'tzivonu, lehad likner, lekovet Shabbos v'yontef. Zog the Bessalevi ha-yesoit. It's two halochas in Ner Shabbos. It's a halocha fun kovet, und ha-loche von Oynek. Abaya is moide as a mitzvah als Kovet Shabbos to light Nere Shabbos. Als Kovet Shabbos, avada. Nechalike ve Nere Shabbos, Nere Shabbos Shodif. Our sugi is clearing chutz from the din Kovet Shabbos. Is doch a din Oynek Shabbos? Or sin ish tak in din Oynek Shabbos? Kovet Shabbos avada si do. Aber sie da den Oynek Shabbos, also sie nicht stark in den Oynek Shabbos. And by all, it's only Kovet Shabbos. No matter, I put before Shabbos two nice candles, of the meal, I could leave. Sagt dem Rabbi, nein, Oynek Shabbos, to eat lo oyra ner. So we have two halachas, Kovet Shabbos and Oynek Shabbos. The same Yesoid, the Briskerov and Stenzlach, a poor mall, sagt the selbe Yesoid. It's two Rambams. It's a Rambam in Perek Heimil Chay Shabbos, ואחד אנושים ואחד נושים. איך רמב"ם קיים, נישט אלמול זאג דאס, דא וויל זאגן דאס. אחד אנושים ואחד נושים חיובים ליאיס בביתיהם נר דולוק בשבת. שזה בכלל עונג שבת. So the din to light on er Shabbos מצד עונג שבת. שזה הוא בכלל עונג שבת. אחד איש ואחד אנושים צריך שיהיה להם נר דולק בשבת שזה הוא בכלל עונג שבת. פרק ה. פרק למד מלכי שבס. איזה הוא כובד? הוא מכובד השבס. מסדר אודם שולחוני בערב שבס. וצורך שילתקן בייסה מבוידיוי מפני כובד שבס, יהיה נר דולוק, שולחון אורוך, ומית ומוצס, שכל אלו לכובד שבס. שכל אלו לכובד שבס. נר דולוק שולחן אורך מיתו מוצס, ורקלמד הלוך ההי, שכל אלו לכובד שבס. פרק די גריזן סטנצל. פרק הישטייט, אחד האיש ואחד האיש החיובים, שיהיה להם נר דולק בשבס, שזהו בכלל עונג שבס. דו שטייט עם פרק למד, שיהיה להם נר אורך, נר דולוק, ושולחן אורך ומיתו מצס, שכל זה מכלל כובד השבס. צוויית הקשה. דוטן שטייט, של אחד האיש ואחד האישו שיהיה להם נר דולק בשבת. ונר has to be דולק בשבת. לא שתהי, זה צורך לתקן מבעוד יום נר דולוק. אבל do you have to light it מבעוד יום, פשתהי, ברדי שאת מחל על שבת. אבל הלא של הרמב״ם is, אז שיהיה להם נר דולק בשבת, אופן או שיינס, אין אוי מני חוימו. ציווי נר מדלקס בשבס. ציווי נר מדלקס had to be לשבס. כי קוריס בויצס בשבס is good. אבל ציווי נר מדלקס בשבס? זוג דבריסקרוב is צווי הלוחס. is כובד אין אוינג. אוינג is in שבס. put a שבס clock on. in שבס, I will have אוינג שבס. מדין כובד, I have to be ready לשבס המלכו. The table has to be set before Shabbos. The house has to be clean before Shabbos. This is the Kovet. We're waiting for the queen. Kovet Shabbos Amalka. We prepare the house. The Mele Perek Lamed, Shilem Ner Doilek, וזהו בשבס, שזהו בכלל אוילג שבס. פרק חו, פרק למד, נר דולוג ערב שבס, וזהו מכובד שבס. So we know זה הלוכה פון כובד שבס, וזה הלוכה פון אוילג שבס. אי, וישתים דוס משלם בייס, so you have to say, חלק פון האוילג, זה הסידו שלם בייס, זה איכן האוילג. But it's COVID for Oynek Shabbos. So now we know that these are the Yesoides. I'll repeat this, we'll start to go into the Halachos of COVID of Neir Shabbos. But before we start, I want to say one more Yesoid. The Marshal, someone is sitting in a room and there's a lot of lights. A lot of lights, fluorescents all over. He must know we'll have Oynek Shabbos. You could have all different colors lights. You could have Oynek Shabbos. Oh, but at the Takone de Rabbonon, he was not Yoitz. As a din, to light a ner lekovet Shabbos for Oynek Yontef. He's mechuyev to make a maise adloke as a mitzvah de Rabbonon. Bepashtus. The second Zachim Shlomo Zalman is mechadesh that bezman hazeh is also shayach kovet Shabbos. Some people tiny, what is Shaykh Bizman Azeh? Kovet Va'oinig Shabbos. Velcha Oinig you have in these little candles? Velcha Oinig you have in these little candles? Velcha Kovet? So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, go to all the fanciest chasanas. You will see candles on the tables. Oil is not sure. He didn't see in the fancy chasanas oil, he says. Says some people put light in oil. Al pi gemore, he's not so sure if it's kedai. He's misupik if in yontef you're allowed to light with oil. Maybe it's chilul yontef. You're only allowed to add in, light in yontef if it adds epis. He's asking the house is full with fluorescents in yontef. You're lighting a candle. What is your heter to mechalul yontef? Oynek yontef. Nishken oynek bichlal. Doesn't make a difference. Kovet yontef. Velche kovet. The jumps inside the oil. The whole zach gets messy. Candles is nice. Says maybe because people like to do it, so it adds to the Simchas Yontef, so let them to do it in Yontef. But Zogim Shlomo Zalman, be a Soidoi, also in our days, pass COVID in Oynek Yontef. Light, candles, every Mechubad in Kiplatz is candles on the table. Zog, far me heb tzachon da aloches, when I wissen steht, Hazoyir bener, ave lebonim talmidei chachomim. Have a lebonim talmidei chachomim. So the topic, if it's Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos. So Ner Chanukah will be the next week. The next 2 weeks will be Ner Chanukah. But it can't say it's Ner Shabbos. We'll see next week. Moshe Shnerbuch says, why you don't see everyone becomes talmidei chachomim today? So in Chanukah he says, people don't know where to light. People don't know how to light Ner Chanukah. And on Shabbos also we'll see, people don't know how to light Ner Shabbos. So we think that we're doing the Shabbos, we think, Abba Lu Yitzu, you know, Hein mentioned Zuchim for Zgulis. Someone told me, Abochim, Zuchim, Asach, Zgulis, all different in Yonim, Shiduchim, and other Zachim. As stated, Havel Ebonim Talmidei Chachomim, so Chabadah included that he will have a Shiduch. That's his portion. Like, Rish Baruch Hu Pran is Bonim Talmidei Chachomim. So if someone Zucht Asgule, far, you know, going up north, we can Eib Tzachon, Magpid Zayin, of Neir Shabbos, Al Pi Aloche, Das ist das Gule von Gemore. Anderes Gule ist, weiß es, wo steht das. So, lass mir ein Zachon. So, I want to start with the Halochas. I want to mechalik it to two. The Halochas, and I get off a ganz klar Israel, Mutz Hashem, everyone, Mutz Hashem, will be a Baal Be'amov. So, I'm already a Baal Be'amov. But everyone will be a Baal Be'amov. And these are halachas. In the end, we'll come to the chelek, we're bochurim, if they have to and how they have to light up Neir Shabbos. Meikar halacha, you would only have to light one candle, but there's a meaning in Klal Yisrael that you light two candles. There's two reasons why we know you to light two candles. Ander zogin keneged zochor v'shomer, and ander zogin keneged ish v'ishtoy. The nafkemina is by a bochur. Or by a divorced lady. Lemaisa the minig is alamal to be makpid to light to. Some people have a minig, every kid that is born to add a candle. These are the main minhagim that are in Klal Yisrael. For sure, it's a minhag to light seven connected seven the days of the week, and to that minhag to light ten connected ten spheres, or connected asaros adibres. But the main minhagim is two, and to add for every kid. Now, as a halacha, a lady, and this is a halacha dafka to a lady, if she forgets to light 1 week, from the next week she has to light three. If she forgets after it again, she lights four. Every time to the end of her life, she has to add a candle. This is only if she forgot. Although she thought she doesn't have to light in this place, she's sure she's a guest and she doesn't have to light. But if she was a oynes, she was sick, she was giving birth, she couldn't light. B'chai gavne, she doesn't have to add a candle. Moshe, this year, I had a different shy. A lady forgot to light in Yom Kippur. She was running to shul, she didn't realize in Yom Kippur you have to light candles. So here we could be maker that she doesn't have to light. Even the people that will say she has to be machmir, so every Yom Kippur she will have to light the extra candle. But not the Gan Tzeyor. We'll see later maybe more reasons why B'shas Adchak sometimes we could be maker to some noshim. But a man that forgets, a bochur l'moshel that forgot to light 1 week, doesn't have to add from now on. Now, why be'etzem, and this is be'etzem a reason, alam alechmish givust, for vos is this minig. Maybe because of today, a lot of bochim, people don't realize that the mitzvah belongs to them, is a minig that the ish, even that the ish alighted in the house, is no shaykhis to ish really. So the minig is that the ish will be makpi to meiti v'saneiro is to prepare the candles. It's not only because midin rove molach shibuse, rove machich reishe, midin that the husband has to mishtatev begufoi in kovet Shabbos, is the inyan that he will be involved in the neir Shabbos to show that he's a chelek from the neir Shabbos. Now, the neir Shabbos have to be lit in the kovet Shabbos kodesh. You can light neir Shabbos 2 hours before Shabbos. If you light them before, it could be it's a brocha levatole. We're saying it's not good miplaga mincha. It's a brocha levatole. Ay, the shulchan aruch that you're allowed to light miplaga mincha. Zogim shnei mezalmen, this is only to a person that is mekabel Shabbos miplaga mincha. So he's lighting near Shabbos. But lo mezogim a bocha, after this year, he will decide that he's lighting near Shabbos. But lo mezogim is going to enough to eat lel Shabbos. Okay, so you will have to light big candles that will be till he comes back. Okay, we'll get to the halachas. But he's not mekabel Shabbos. If he's mekabel Shabbos, he can't take a taxi. So he can light 2 hours before Shabbos. 40, 50 minutes before Shabbos the most. Before that he can light. It's a brocha levatole. Before 20 minutes, not before 40 minutes. This is Be'etzem Roshan HaGimore Bilvad Shelo Yaktim Velo Yach. Now, as another halacha, this shayla kimat, every week kimat I have one person that asks me this shayla. The halacha, isha that lights Neiro Shabbos, and the minute that she lights the Neiro Shabbos, she's Mekabel Shabbos. This is the halacha that applies by a lady and not by a man. By a isha, the halacha is when she's lights the neir Shabbos, she's mekabel on herself Shabbos. This is the reason the Mishneh Berurah brings down the halacha after she finishes to light, not to blow off the match, because she was mekabel Shabbos already. She puts it down nicely. If not, she could be a shayla from mechalal Shabbos. Even if you found in your house that your mother was not makpid on it, is a Ruch HaShulchan that is melamed tzchus and the ladies that blow it off. So we don't have to say that there are mechalalei Shabboses, but it's kedai to teach them from now on to listen to the Chofetz Chaim and not to blow off the candle, the match. Das ist Scheile von Chilul Shabbos. For sure, a lady that every time blows it off, so we could say it's a umdine de muchach, that she was not mekabel Shabbos. This is the reason the minig is an Erev Shabbos, different from Yontef, by the ladies, not by the men. We'll get later to a bocher. The way they make the bracha is, they light the candles of Shabbos, and then they make the bracha. And Yontef the other way around. But in Shabbos, the meaning is, you light the candle, and then you make the bracha. Now, the halacha is, if the Isha doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos in the Adlokas Neiros, when she finishes to light the last candle before the bracha, Shabbos is chal on her. She wants to make it tonight. Ani matno she'eini mekabel es Shabbos. Oda belev, oda bepe. It's a big machlekes apoiskim if the tnai helps or not. Zot the Mishne Brure, b'shas ha-tzoyrech yesh lismoich al ha-tnai. Tzarek Shabazam means b'shas tzoyrech le-tzoyrech mitzvah. Le-tzoyrech mitzvah. She's not ready for Shabbos. The food is not ready for Shabbos. B'shas tzoyrech, tzoyrech mitzvah you're allowed to. Or a big tzoyrech, a big tzoyrech. Zokim Shlom Zalman Lemoshel, I'll give you Zokim Shlom Zalman an example that is not called a Tzayrich. You want to go to Davin in the Kaisel. Das heißt nicht Tzayrich Mitzvah. This is Shlom Zalman, I'm saying the Loshen from Shlom Zalman. It's maybe Lel Shvu, it's not andere Aloch, it's weiß ich nicht. Aber Shlom Zalman says to gain to the Kaisel, das heißt nicht kein Tzayrich Mitzvah. Now what happens here? Today a Potam in Chachomim came to ask me to shine, this is now who's beseyring again on the Indian. A lot of the people that come to from America for a kurzer Zeit, the main Lel Shabbos Muslim gain davening by the Kaiser. Mit dem Mishpoche. But I'm saying, you know, to walk back is ein Sach, to walk there. So they want to light candles and to go into a taxi. So they want the wife to make it tonight. Zachim Shem Azam, mitornisht. Now, be'etzem, but this I'm only saying here, to unsere Oilam, nicht zu gehen arroz. Be'etzem would be a mokim to be maker. She would light the candles, not to make it night. Night doesn't help. The husband is not mekabel Shabbos, yes? He orders the taxi. A guy, or even a yid. He goes in, he pays, he opens the door to her, she goes in, she doesn't do no meloche. What is the aveira she's doing? Is a aloche, if a yid is mekabel Shabbos earlier, especially in this case, or else a yid is allowed to do meloche for him. So it's no amire, it's no nele for Meister Shabbos. The other person is doing it. What is the chisaron? Maris Ayin, no one knows she's looking at Shabbos candles. And Shabbos is a shayla from Maris Ayin. Here is no shayla from Maris Ayin. I was light the man to battle the mitzvah of the wife, but not tonight. That's not Kenetz. Amor was one case, I was mad at them. What the schwach. But that's the chur of Zayna Heter. I was so mech on this Heter, this Simchas Torah. I had big machlekes with people, but all Rabbanim were masking with me. My daughter felt I had to take her to the hospital, Lel Shab, Lel Simchas Torah. The doctor said, I have to. Okay, so I didn't want. Another doctor, they tell, it's because nefesh, you have to take it. So I said, I've been masking to go with a guy, Nish Mitayit. So, got me a guy from Abu Ghosh. Now, I'm a Kohen. I was scared I'll come to the hospital, be a mace in the hospital. So I had another bocher by me. I told him, come with me in the car. Told me, Simchas Torah. I told him, Fashtedish. I'm doing the Amira to the Nochri. The Nochri, I'm paying the Nochri. The Nochri is getting paid for me. He's doing it for me, not for you. He's opening the door. What is the issue to you to go inside? Maris Ayin is no Maris Ayin. We're taking someone sick. So I passed him to come with me. So different Meirim, he came out, but I asked everyone, said, I've had a gemacht the richtige Sach. But there is, b'shas choyli, is a andere Sach. But here we're speaking in a case, Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shmira Shabbos ki ilchoso, he asked Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he told him that it's a zilzul in Shabbos. It's a zilzul in Shabbos. Not to do it. Even when I was sitting with Shmira Shabbos ki ilchoso last year in the Beis Din, and they came from the Shtachim, and Aza and these areas, so they have all different little places. They try to build new little places, like 2-3 people sit there, see Heista Stot. Now they have a problem. They have a big problem. They want to have a minion for Lel Shabbos. So they have a lot of Bochrim. They're sort of Bochrim. They're the maskim. They come, they help, they make a Shabbos. A Suda, they dance, they all matzah. So by day, these people are not scared to go back and forth. By night, it's a pachas. So they want to do the Mikabel Shabbos early in Plaga Mincha. And everyone will come there before Shabbos. And 10 minutes before Adlokas Neiris, they have these jeeps from the army that goes around. All of them will go into the jeep. He's anyway not keeping Shabbos yet. And they'll go in and he'll take them back. And like this, these three people that are in the new shtot will have a minion. So they came to the Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa, and he was mad to them. I told him, Dein Rebbe Gipaskin Fakert. That in Shabbos, the guy with the lady to go to the Kaisel. So he told her to go to the Kaisel is garnished. Though I mentioned Hobbish Kenminian, and they hold that Mitzvah Sishuvah Otis Roel, Lemay the Svir Leile Rabbe, Sirus Amikro Vedorshoi, Bemele Mikan Makel to them. Bemele Mikan Makel to them. So I'm saying, even that Lemaise, some people will hear it and say, so Lemaise we make machandas, mitonish machandas. Mitonish machandas. What some people do again, I'm saying not to do it. I'm just telling you, Amol, if you have to know, Amol, it's good, me veis ala aloches, aber zog aloche nish Lemaise, Lemaise nish tzegein. Some people, what they do is, the lady makes it tznai. And then the husband orders the taxi and alts. And they say, the tznai is a machlekes apaiskim if it helps or not. So legabi zuzul b'shabes mikem falosach of the tznai. Legabi to do meloche, she's not relying on the tznai. Or legabi disavei of zuzul and Shabbos, she's doing it not. So this is nishta eitze. I'm all, you know, you have parents that will not listen to you anyway. And those are zahim. So to know the eitze, mitzvah mida. Now, another halacha that is very negea, Amol, the lady finishes to light all the candles. And before she puts her hands to make the bracha, one of them blows off. She's not allowed to light it anymore. Chilul Shabbos. Does she have to melamed? She lights all the candles. She didn't do the bracha yet, so she doesn't think it's Shabbos. And one of them goes off. She's not allowed to light. She didn't finish all of them. She's allowed to. She's allowed to light the last one. If the match goes off in the middle, she's allowed to light another match. Or after she finished the last one, she's not allowed to light anymore. No, if one goes off, you don't have to light. Now, a man, when a person, when an ish is madlik neir Shabbos, he light, Rav Shulam Zalman says, you have to light the match, like we do in Chanukah. You light the match, and then you make the bracha. This is the meaning of Klal Yisrael. You take a candle, you light. Why the meaning of Klal Yisrael is like that, to hold the candle when we make the bracha? We don't want to make a hefsek to vision the bracha and the adloka. This is the reason, Sayiner Chanukah, Sayiner Shabbos, by the man, you light the candle, the match, and then you light the candle. The ladies light their candles and then they make the bracha. So by them it doesn't make a difference. By us, we light the match, we make the bracha, and then we light the candle. Now, again, the vow we're going on every person. Where is the chiyuv to light Neir Shabbos? So it's two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv in the Mokim HaSeuda. And Mokim HaSeuda is a chiyuv to light candles. And Dir Yoyitze Kovet Ve'oinek. And in every room in the house that it gets dark by night, stark dark, is a chiyuv to light a candle. If some people don't know it, it doesn't mean that it's nish de'aloche. Das is de'aloche. Das is de'aloche. I know that I know. You're asking me a kasha, but you don't see by no one. Say that. Das mir ja schbald, aber wo sit denn auf Kamines? Das a zoyr bener, havel ban tag dir khachom. Das it eight. Every room The Daster of the Marashtam says even in the toilet. Even in the toilet. Oynek Shabbos. Oynek Shabbos. Zagim Shem Zaman Azeh. Zagim Shem Zaman Azeh. But if light comes in, if you have light already, it's no chisaron of Oynek Shabbos. And if you have lights, it's not a chisaron b'chlal. Even if you don't have lights, but there's lights outside, I'm on the street, they give lights. And if you open the window, it shines in. Although you have light in the hall, it goes into all the rooms. You don't have to own them. Zagim Shem Zaman, why? We said before, the etzem when there's light is oynik. I have to be yoytze my takone. My takone, I could be yoytze in one place. So where's the nefkemine? Amol, you have a small room that it's mamish dark, especially in this area. Amol, you go to rooms that it's room betoich room. There's no windows and it's garnished. And these rooms is mamish schwarz. It's a chiyuv order to get a little light. As oynik Shabbos. Order to put a candle. If you're not using it, you don't have to. So I'm asking, so Bocher, I'm all tiny to me years ago, to leave a light is Nishkin Oynek Shabbos, I can't fall asleep. So put a candle. Put a candle. Candle normally blows off. Means you come back, 11 o'clock from Seder, 12 o'clock from Seder, the candle will be off. What? No. But the time that you did, Oynek Nami. If you're not there, Bichlal, ain't a chanami. What? No, but you want a dog for sleeping, but not for schmoozing, not for walking. When you come in, you bump, you fall inside. This is the Chazal say, Nitkal, Bemito, Beshulchan, he falls down. I'm saying, Bederka, it's not Negea. In our days, Kimat, every place is related to light.
What if it's only dark because you close the chest?
So then you leave the chest open, it's okay. So open it. So you can open it. But you can open the light. In time of the Gemara, was no lights in the street. Was no lights. It could be Nogea. It could be Nogea sometimes in camps, in bungalows in camps. We're not going now to the Shaila of Sreifa. You have to know, if it's Shaila Sreifa, these places, you have to be very careful. But a lot of times you go to the camps, everything is dark, there's no light around. You have a bungalow, you don't leave, it'll be dark. You'll be schmoozing outside most of the time, and then you'll come in. You have to leave in the hall or somewhere a little light. Again, in the Iker Aloha, we said, it's a mitzvah to light. But if you're lighting someone, in Mikayim the Aloha, like I'm in the other place, doesn't make a difference. Now, like a Tchilin is an Indian to have Shabbos clothes on when you light Neir Shabbos. There's one mezach before we go to the Bochrim Chaylik, and then we'll see, but this Akdom is very nagia. As a big shayla, electricity, fluorescence, lights, bulbs are considered a Ner Shabbos or not. It's chumres and kulis in that. Lama eitzachon from the chumres. Reb Shlomo Zalman Raya Bachtainis, very stark, is machlekes apoiskim, we'll see later, if a person could light Ner Shabbos in a place that is already candles lighting. A person comes to a place, there's 100 candles lighting. He could light Ner Shabbos. He's not adding gornish. Some shit is hold, the mechaber holds, maybe you can make a broche. Could be you can make a broche. This is the reason sometimes when you come to your in-laws, maybe you cannot light candles. There's candles there already. You're not adding. Nishkin covered, nishkin oinek. What? Takone, but it has to be a ghetto to the takone. But maybe in our days, you can't light no Shabbos. It's lights. You're not adding no oinek. Covered, if you're Shem Zalman, maybe. But it's a shtikotei lechumre. But Zogim Shem Zalman, how you could light Ner Shabbos today? So it's two eitzes, Zogim Shem Zalman Ayabach. One eitze, to shut the lights before you light the candles. To shut the lights. And Sinishkin Busha to change if you never did it till now. Sinishkin Busha, ich was sagen dir, mein Schwer ist a Choshe Vahir, a Greise Talmid Chochem. When I came to his house, I never saw him shutting the lights. A couple years ago, I went back to England. Erev Shabbos, he's going around the house, making the whole house dark. I asked him, what he does. He told me, I have to light Erev Shabbos if it's light. I'm not Moisif a light. I told him, I learned the sugi now. You're allowed to change. See, Nishkel Kashi, Favor Status in Mishnebrure, in that time there was no lights. It's only a shaila the last 60 years. No shaila why no place can bring it down. Nishkel Chodosh Osso Minatere. See, Nishgiven. Nishgiven in the Poiskim lights. Candles, shed in Poiskim. That if it's candles, you have to shut them before you light the candles. What? No, because we know that soon the lights will go off. It doesn't make a difference. The other eitzah is and it's different is chayes. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, so Rav Neivin understand that this was Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was more set to do, to shut the lights. I just want to be mad, because the problem in shutting the lights, because the wife can't put it on after it, because she was Mekabel Shabbos. The husband has to stay home till after she lights the candles. If he wants to go to learn a little bit earlier in shul, he has a problem. He wants to be in shul hour before Shabbos to learn. So the kids maybe could light it. It'll be a shayla, who will light the candles? Who will light the electricity in the house? Shlomo Zalman, when I say vice toys, I understand from his edims that his eitzah was, I didn't speak to them lehedya today, but they left me messages on my phone. This is the nusach I understand. Shlomo Zalman told them to light the candle, the wife, before she puts the candles out on, she goes around, she puts on all the switches in the house, and then she lights, and the broche, she means on everything. Dehainu, she goes to the front room to light, she puts off and on the switch, then she lights the candle, and out, she does the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. And the broche goes on out. It's the best eitzah. And I said, the machmirim are makbi to do it in all the rooms of the house, because we said, miyaseidoi, all of the rooms have no Shabbos. So it's a great zach. If you makbid on it, you know, the whole Shabbos changes. All of the house is Shabbos candles. Andere zach im Ganzen. The ganze azoyr b'ner avel ebonim tamir rachomim, the ganze shtub v'rzach Shabbos dik. Again, if Shabbos zahum was very makbid on it, tzroi to b'choyshe shtet. Tzroi to b'choyshe shtet. I said you don't have to. I said it's better because it's a chiyuv miyaseido to light in every room. I said it's another zach. It's a chiyuv to light in every room. So if you want the lights in every room to be l'shem mitzvah, so if every room you make this, you change the switch, so made in every room you make the mitzvah before she lights. This is the whole inyan. Azoyr b'ner ha'ave lebonim tamidei chachomim. From this came the minhag that the lady, when she lights the candle, she davens for bonim tamidei chachomim. Punk den, the ganze zach, she stands near the Shabbos candles and she davens, because azoyr b'ner ha'ave lebonim tamidei chachomim. So the mother stands in these minutes and she davens to Hashem, make my kids to become talmidei chachomim. Now, legabe the halachas of bochrim, every year is mechuyev in hadlakas neiros. Legabei bochrim, there's a lot of different nuschos. There's a lot of different shittas. And I will try a shtikel to be masbir b'ktzoro the halacha lemaise. The halacha lemaise was midaf noyeg zayin. Again, I know it's different shittas and it's different minhagim, but I want to tell you the ikara aloche what to do, and then how is the eitze, but when mamash we're doing nothing, you could be eitze ala shittas, even without lighting candles. The reason that some people tiny very stark, that bochim have to light candles, comes from a mechaber. Bachurim ahoylchim lilmoid chutz lebeisam, tzrichim lehadlik ner Shabbos bechadron. ולבורך עולו. זה השתה. Reish Samach Gimel Seif Vav. Zog de Chofetz Chaim, afilu achedo miyuchad rak lolun, v'oichlim bebayis acher, demichuyev t'layit neir Shabbos. This is the mechaber. This is the reason I'm... Let me get... I want to go close. This animal, I have to lie. I don't have to lie. I want to make it close. When you open mechaber, bachurim, ha'oilchim lilmoid. Chofetz Chaim said that it could be even bachurim that they have wives. This is okay. Bachurim, even that they have wives, they call bachurim if they went to yeshiva. The kol shekin, if they don't have a wife, avadet the mechuyev to light. Can't my parents lied on me. Even a person has a wife. Chayovim lehadlik ner Shabbos velevorech olov. Mishu etzel ishtoi, even if he has, he sleeps in his house in a separate room, it's an andozach. But if he left the yeshiva and he has a room, even a room that he only sleeps in it, he's mechuyev lehadlik ner Shabbos. This is one problem. Love is organ, so the etzem, we have to find a patur. Now, some people eat by someone for Shabbos. So they want to rely on the people that they eat by. Again, we know a lot of machmirim, they come before Shabbos, they give a shekel to be koine and the neiris. And some bochim don't do it. I see alamol, some bochim do it, some bochim don't do it. See, the ones that eat by me. Some yes, some not. You have to, you don't have to. Again, as a before Shulchan Aruch, even if you don't have a room, and you're staying by someone, and you want to rely on his candles, you have to be mishtatef bepruta. Dehainu, mimalef shach. If you mekayim seif aleph, seif vav, you have to light in your room. If mishuma you think, I don't have a room, I belong to the place that I'm eating tonight, you have to give money. Mishtatef bepruta. This is the mokor, again, for the people that light in their room, and misafek, they're also the place they're eating for Shabbos, the mishtatef bepruta. And we can't have tithes of them. They learn a shulchan aruch kepshuta.
Does it make any difference
for
eating there or sleeping?
No, bachurim, zog the mishnah berurah, even if they only sleep in their room, they have to light there. And if it's the place you eat and sleep there, you have to give the money. What? It's mimon shach. Or to give them money, or to light in your room. We'll have to see. Maybe you have to do both, because you're not sure what you have, where's your place. But again, I want it, because Alemol, I hear Bochim, no one knows exactly Klol, what is this Mokir? I want to go, what was the Mokir of the Aloche, how it changed that most Bochim don't light candles today. I want really be Evis to be Mas, because the assertive of this year is Alemol, first to teach what to do, to Melamed Aloche, and Tzveit and Zaynishkin Geirim. So listen, was ist der Mokir, wo wir spielen in Klal Yisrael, was ist der Mokir von jeder Sache? So again, der Mokir von den Bochrim, den er macht mir, I'm remembering a story. In Panovich, all the Bochrim lived in the rooms. Especially the ones that had separate dorms. Okay, I'll go later to the Pratim, but everyone lived. It's very dangerous, I'm not. The kids of Amaisa was Lel Shabbos, 12 o'clock by night, maybe 12:30 it was. Reb David Pavalsky, Zatzal, would come every Lel Shabbos, every day. He would walk to Yeshiva 12 o'clock, to Bis Medrash, sat in his place, and learn till the morning. He didn't miss once in his life. Every night. Later it became 12, 2 o'clock, 2:30, the later years. Lel Shabbos, he would come early already. 12 o'clock, he sat on the seat, didn't get up the whole time, for 7 hours, Beretzifis, and learned. And David Shachis in Yeshiva, spoke and learning. You know, it was Bochum that came for Shachis, and went to speak to him, to learning after Shachis. But every night, Stamer Gedenk, Rav Dovi told me once, I get up every night, and believe me, every night, I fight with the Yitzhak Hore to go out of bed. Just, I'm winning it already for 50 years. But every night Yitzhak tells me, David, du bist alt, doch ein halber Schor. Anyway, no one is there for waiting for you. But I say, jede Nacht. And Alamo was a kvias, every bacher had the chazak and you would wait outside his door before you went to sleep. And you would walk with him to yeshiva and you would speak to him in learning. Because that was, you had to have a schuch to be in the... So a bacher were walking with him together, and the bacher lit in their Shabbos. We came near yeshiva, the fire was in Bati Peak. the way they call that dorm, the top floor, the whole floor went up in fire. Punk when Rav David came, and he was walking, and Brochim ran over to ask him if he allowed to call a fire engine. Because the Maizid, the yeshiva is in a separate place. What could happen? The Brochim would go out and could burn. It's no sakonas nefoshes. Well, he goes, wires, electricity. So he passed him, you're allowed to call the fire. But I remember, I was not there, but this is the way they say over the Maizid. So they asked him the Shaila, he was mamis, the building was on his left. He was walking to yeshiva like this, the building was on his left. The building was burning. They came to ask him, well, Shiva, we can call the fire engine Shabbos? Said yes. And he carried on speaking and learning, and he didn't turn his face to look at the fire. And he went into yeshiva and sat and learned. I said, you live, it's time to cook him. Hi, I'm educating gas, you know, alamos, chutz daradamas. See, 12 o'clock by night, he woke up, he's coming to yeshiva to learn, speaking about him and learning, and someone's ready, the building there, is, yeshiva is burning. He could call the fire engine. And he carried on mamshich to yeshiva. I'm not missing them all. What's haste, Teire? What's haste, learn and Teire? But we call Mekoyim, so me ikar ha-aloche, this is the reason some people are machmir, als bimal efshach. Bachurim shor ichlim, and why do I have to be shtatet bepruta? So, Reb Shlomo Zalman zog tazay. Legabi li shtatet bepruta, Reb Shlomo Zalman learns a pshat. That you don't have to really mishtatef in pruta. In the Chanukah, Alamol, you have to mishtatef in pruta. To Yenem Suda. So they don't belong to Yenem Shabbos candles. But if you eat by Yenem, you belong to Yenem Shabbos candles. But mainly, this is the reason most Klal Yisrael are not mishtatef in pruta. The people that are mishtatef in pruta, are the people that don't agree to the Shtikotei for Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Tainus was Chofetz Chaim Giret or Giret of mentioned that come and they eat with their own food. Then they have to mishtatef. But if it's not their own food, they're eating in the same suda, in the same meal, they don't have to be mishtatef. This is, we answered why the minute today when you eat by someone, you're not mishtatef bepruta. Because if not, you would have to be mishtatef bepruta. It will not help you that you lit in candles in your room. Because we said it's a chiyuv, v'yeitzeh, it's a chiyuv to have candles b'shah seuda. It's a chiyuv to have candles b'shah seuda. So again, the machmirim, a lot of times are mishtatef, but our meaning is not to mishtatef. Because we say, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it's a chelik from the seuda. Not beseder. So legabi the seuda, I don't have to be mishtatef. I'm a part of the seuda. About what's with the halacha that I have to light in my room. So we have to divide it to two, to dorm and not dorm. Let me read in the vial without a dorm. Let me tell you, some yeshivas don't have a dining room. Some yeshivas don't have a dining room. Yeshivas that don't have a dining room. Yeshivas that don't have a dining room. So there for sure we have the shayla. Why they don't have to light in the room? They're eating by someone. And they don't have a room? So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, because Be'etzem, Lema'is in our days is light. So Be'etzem is no chiyuv. No, I have to be yaitzeh my aloche. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, to be yaitzeh my aloche, I was yaitzeh by yedem. Look at Tzuyel. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, we divide it to three categories. If it's dark, mamish, when you come in your room, you mechuyev to light with a bracha. And even before you will say, nisht, every room, mamish every room, abedda, it's mamish a chiyuv, because be'etzem you have a chiyuv gomu. Because you didn't light in your house. In your own house, you could say, my main house is the other rooms. Here's my sleeping room. If it's a little bit light, Zagreb Shlomo Zalman, you're not mechuyev, because we say, anyway, today is light, so chodesh can chiyuv, and I could be yaitzeh machiyuv in the other place. Nish ala maskim with this shtikl teich. Again, Shlomo Zalman says, if you want to light, for sure you could. For sure you could. But you're not mechuyev. With brochet. You could light with brochet. If you want, you could light with brochet. No, you don't have to have kavanah not to be yaitzeh. You like the bracha. But I'll give a eitze, a eitze. But again, yesh al milismoich. Yesh al milismoich. Now, if you're in a yeshiva that has a dorm, Dorim Shem Zalman, here I have another kule. The dorm, so everyone eats together in a dining room. So I think in a house, we said, if I have a dining room and I'm eating in the dining room, the other rooms is a little bit light, it's enough. So we look at all of them, even if it's different buildings, that Keilu, they live in one big campus, one big house, one big dining room, and everyone is eating together. But again, you have to know, some Bachim don't go into the dining room. These Bachim for sure can be potter like that. Even Bachim that normally eat in the dining room, he actually stopped if in this Shabbos, so if normally they eat in the dining room kavua, so even if in this Shabbos they didn't eat in the dining room, mistam, it's okay. But some Bachim, they eat, they have their food in the room, they don't eat the dining room. This Bachim, by them it's really more shvet to be same on this head. So again, so be'etzem in the normal yeshiva, there's a system of Shlomo Zalman says, you're not mechuyev to light in the room. This means most yeshivas in America, me'ikar adin zakev Shlomo Zalman, no one has to light in the room. And also yeshivas after fires the acid to light in the rooms. However, zakev Shlomo Zalman, yeshal milismoich. Even here, in Eretz Yisrael, zakev Shlomo Zalman, we said, if it's a little bit light in the room, we could be seimech. But I don't want to be seimech of all of these achim. Will not be seimech of all of these achim. Zakev Shlomo Zalman, I have a poshta eitzah for you. It's three kinds of lights that I know. It's fluorescent. Then you have the other lights, the bulbs. There is two kinds. Some kinds that you can't see, it's like covered. Some of the imamish could see through. These two be'etzem, especially the ones that you could see through, if you look inside, they have like a little yellow line that becomes, that piece of metal that becomes very yellow. And this makes the light. Shlomo Zalman holds that me'ikar ha'alocha has ha'alocha of fire. And the sefer me'oyre ha'esh, the first sefer from Shlomo Zalman, he wanted to tell you that you can make Beirah Meirah Eish on it in Avdolah. Then he said, maybe it's Nishken Avuka. It's Aloch and Avuka in Avdolah. It's like one, it's not like Avuka. But it's fire. Melech Shlomo Zalman said that he thinks that Be'etzem, you could light this candle, Hashem Neir Shabbos. It's Rabbonim, the other side, in Chutz La'aretz, that hold that you could make a broch on it. They put on the Lehadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, and they put on they put on the light and they make the bracha on these bulbs. That's nicht zu tun. Aber b'meile, if you choishesh legabe yudire, get in the hall as a light, and before Shabbos you light it on, the Shem Ner Shabbos, you yoytze. So Bocha asked me once, so you have to mishtate it, because here everyone has his own food. It's a different kind of diras. I told him, if everyone pays the bill, does haste ala mishtatev. You don't have to pay him. Ala mishtatev, they pay the bill together in the end. So the main, this is the eitz of the etzem, if you put in the hole, as a light that shines into all the rooms, the etzem you yoytzes. Why it's so negeh? It's more alochet, I said it's late already, I don't want to be marich, and the gabi people that are married and come to eat by the in-laws, it's a bazunder parsha, it's very abyssal zu spät. But emotionally, you go to hotels for Shabbos. And it's a big shiloh where to light in the hotel. A lot of the hotels, they put you a sign, here you light. Here you light. Some people want to put a sign, Brocha Levatole. Brocha Levatole, what is here you light? It's under your room, maybe the place you eat. Maybe. Maybe the place you eat. But a lot of these hotels, if you light in the room, they have these detectors, they start to beep. Also it's dangerous. So Shlomo Zalman says the eitzah is to be in your room, to light most of these hotels, in the main order you leave near the bed, they have these little lights. Other in the toilets, you have these little lights. Other you bring with you a little light, and you take out one, you change it. Just before you leave, you take it out. You pick up a little light, you press the button, you light him, you run downstairs, You light, the lady lights that candle and she makes the bracha. Like this, she knows she's covered. For sure, we're not marich now because of shpet, but a bracha that wants to light, this is Einish Kentakole. A bracha that wants to light with a bracha in his room. Again, davzayin, on chshash sakonas nefoshes, pikuach nefesh, is deiche kol atire kulo, and avad edov in sidah mokoim, I'm not saying to light. Even though every bocher will say, you know, if I light, it's not dangerous, but when everyone lights, alamor, one fire comes out. But you have to be makpid if you make a bracha that you be nene from the candles. Then you have to have long enough candles that when you come back from the place that you're having yisuda, you be nene from the candles. Other, the eight says a lot of times, if you dive in the yeshiva, before you go, you step a couple minutes, you sit there, you eat, you chwech, you schmooze a little bit, you binele lo yaner, not to read yourself, shamayate. Yeah. Marashach. But it's adding epis. But to light and to leave and not to come back, does it stop a bracha levatole? This is the reason I tell the brachim alamol, even the ones that want to start the light, first to check a couple times that you come back in time. Because if not, could be a chash, brocha levatol.